to this evening's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, August 22nd, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Senior Pastor Roger Williams, Jr. of the Calvary Baptist Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Tommy Miller from Troop 557. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Men and ladies, here, let's pray. Father, how we thank you again for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day, even the 113-degree temperature. We have so much to be thankful for. I thank you for our elected officials, how I pray that you'd guide them in the decisions that are made tonight to do what is in the best interest of the citizens of Mesa. But Father, I pray for each of us who are gathered here. May we do all we can to honor and respect those elected officials and those in authority over us. And Father, we ask for your blessing on this meeting. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. City Mesa is fortunate to have so many residents who invest in their community and really put that investment to work by volunteering to serve on one of our many boards and committees. In fact, we have nearly 200 members of our community who participate in these 21 citizen advisory boards. And these individuals give of their time, their expertise. They receive no compensation other than the thought and the satisfaction that they're really contributing to our community, and they truly do contribute. They volunteer for events, they show up, they investigate things, they suggest things, they advise. And we couldn't really operate without all of the input that they give us, and the ideas that filter up from the advisory committees, and tackling some of the tough issues that we deal with on a daily basis in our city. Tonight, we would like to honor 19 of the outgoing boards and committees. These members serve terms. Often many of them serve 2-3-year terms, or a total of 6 years. And we have 19 individuals that we're going to honor this evening. 6 of them are with us, so I'll read the names of the 13 that are not with us tonight, but we're still very, very grateful for the service they've given. Mr. Jeff Decker, the Building Board of Appeals, Tom Hedges, Jennifer Sandstrom, also the Building Board of Appeals, Mr. Greg Lambright, Design Review Board, Jared Lankilde, the Economic Development Advisory Board, Steve McCants of the Historic Preservation Committee, David Ricks on the Housing Advisory Board, LaDonna Hudson of the Human Services Advisory Board, Cameron Benning, Library Advisory Board, Rebecca Nolan, Museum and Cultural Advisory Board, Don Goodrum of the Parks and Recreation Board, Marilyn Wilson, Parks and Recreation Board, and Nick Camaloni of the Transportation Advisory Board. Also, we have 6 individuals who are here tonight and would like to present them with a little memento recognizing their service. And if they could come forward right here to the front. Mr. Tom Bottomley of the Design Review Board, Mr. Jim LeCheminon of the Economic Development Advisory Board, Ms. Cheryl Laughlin of the Library Advisory Board, Douglas Brimhall of the Museum and Cultural Board, Steve Ikeda of the Parks and Recreation Board, and Sophia Tesh of the Human Services Advisory Board. If you'd come forward, please. Once again, thanks to all of those our citizens who contribute and volunteer, and we have an incredible volunteer community in Mesa. We also have a great partnership in Mesa, and that is with Southwest Ambulance. Southwest Ambulance is headquartered here. We're proud to have them as make their home in Mesa. They also have been serving our community for many years, and just recently, we elevated that level of service when we announced, just within the last couple weeks, the completion of a 4-community a common service agreement where Southwest will provide services to both Mesa, Gilbert, the Apache Junction Fire District, and the town of Queen Creek. So we're very happy to firm up that relationship and to continue that history. As part of that, Southwest also participates a great deal in some of our safety initiatives and some of the other initiatives we have. We'd like to invite Holly. You want to come up and talk a little bit about that? Ms. Holly Walter from Southwest Ambulance. Who's going to give us an update and explain to us about the pool pack donation.
Thank you. My name is Holly Walter. I'm the Communications and Media Manager at Southwest Ambulance. I have Martine Nowakowski, who is our Director of Government Relations, Anna Cadillo, who is our Community Relations Manager. We've got Chris Meduria, who is our East Valley Market General Manager, and PJA Elias, who is our Vice President of our local I-60 union tonight. Thank you for having us this evening to say a few words about our Southwest Ambulance Pool Pack Program. What we do is work in partnership with the City of Mesa to provide families with free or reduced cost swim lessons that complement the prevention programs that are offered through the Mesa Fire Department. We are honored through our yearly pool pack donations that we can support the Mesa's Making Waves program. You guys have an awesome Parks and Recreation Division that offers top-notch aquatics programming, and these lessons emphasize basic to advanced skills to help children become strong swimmers who understand how to react to water. It is important that every child has an opportunity to learn how to swim, and particularly in Arizona, where children have an opportunity to be around pools. This is where, especially in today's economy, Mesa's Making Waves program and our Pool Pack program really make a difference. In this summer, 859 children were able to learn to swim through the Making Waves program, and 476 of those were directly sponsored by the Southwest Ambulance Pool Pack program. Altogether, this totaled to almost 7,000 opportunities, so about 8 lessons per child, for Mesa Aquatic staff to teach these children to swim and to become water safe. And this really does make a difference. There's been some recent studies that show that children, when they learn to swim at a younger age, it really does reduce the risk for drowning by an estimated 88% if children take lessons between the ages of 1 to 4 years old. And additionally, through this partnership, there were 5 teens who were sponsored to participate in the city's Junior Lifeguard program, which is another great program offered through the city. These 5 junior lifeguards had the opportunity to become lifeguards later, swim instructors in the future. They learned CPR, first aid, lifeguarding, and swim lesson instruction. And this is important to mention because eventually all swimmers should participate in a lifeguard training program, whether or not they intend to become a lifeguard, because it teaches young children how to react in emergency situations. Southwest Ambulance tonight, we're proud to continue our longstanding partnership with the City of Mesa, and we'd like to present this year's pool pack check. It's in the amount of $10,000. And we'd like to thank you once again for your support of our program, and we would like to thank you for your dedication to your city residents. And we'll have the Park and Recreation Aquatics staff join us tonight as well.
And thank you again, Southwest, for your participation in that and your support for us. We'll now move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. The consent agenda this evening will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Anthology Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, September 10th, 125 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Anthology Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 8th, 125 West Main Street. Item 3C, Act on Liquor License for Anthology Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 12th, 125 West Main Street. Item 3D, Act on Liquor License for Anthology Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, December 10th, 125 West Main Street. Item 3E, Act on Liquor License for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, September 2nd, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3F, Act on Liquor License for Crazy Buffet Mesa, 1859 South Stapley Drive. Item 3G, Act on Liquor License for Fat Willie's Clubhouse Pub and Grill, 650 North Hawes Road. Item 3H, Act on New Liquor License for Foheen Restaurant, 502 South Dobson Road. Item 4A, Act on Contract for Media Materials for Library Services Department. Item 4B, Act on Contract for Large Print Books for Library Services Department. Item 4C, Act on Contract for Books, Spoken Word, DVDs, and Digital Media for Library Services Department. Item 4D, Act on Contract for a Nodeless Service Risers for Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 4E, Act on Contract for Pump Repair Parts for the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant. Item 4F has been deleted. Item 4G, Act on Contract for Reinforced Pool Box Lids for Transportation Department. Item 4H, Act on Two-Month Extension and Dollar Limit Increase for the Contract for Landscape Sprinkler Parts and Supplies for Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 4I, Act on Contract for Fire Station 220, 5763 East Main Street. Funding's available in the Fiscal Year 11-12 Fire Bond Capital Program and from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act Assistance to Firefighters Station Construction Grants Program. Item 4J, Act on Contract for Apache Paradise Water Line Replacement. Funding's available from the Fiscal Year 11-12 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4K, Act on Contract for Utility Improvements on Elliott Road from Ellsworth Road to Signal Butte. Funding's available in the Fiscal Year 11-12 Water and Wastewater Bond Capital Programs. Item 5A, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Execute a Victims of Crime Act Subgrant Award Agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. Item 5B, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Execute a Grant Agreement with the Department of Defense for Consulting Services with RKG Associates to assist with the base relocation and closure process for the Mesa Air Force Research Lab. Item 5C, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Execute an Intergovernmental Agreement with Maricopa County that permits the sharing of radio communication sites and facilities when it is beneficial, cost-effective, and technically feasible. Item 5D, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Execute an Intergovernmental Agreement and Site Supplemental Agreement with Pinal County that permits the sharing of radio communication sites and facilities when it is beneficial, cost-effective, and technically feasible. Item 5E, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Execute a State Aviation Grant for the Design, Reconstruction, and Structural Upgrade of the Existing Aircraft Parking Aprons at Falcon Field. Item 5F, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Authorize Investment in the Local Government Investment Pool, or LGIP, for a state aviation grant and authorizing the city manager or his designated representative and an ADOT representative to deposit, transfer, and withdraw monies in the LGIP for a state aviation fund grant. Item 5G, Act on Resolution Authorizing City Manager to Execute the Proposed First Substantial Amendment to the City's Fiscal Year 11-12 HUD Consolidated Annual Action Plan. Item 5H, Act on Resolution Extinguishing Portion of Drainage Easement at 6003 East Arbor Avenue. Item 6A, Introduction of Ordinance A11-01, Annexing Land on the South Side of the 9600 Block of East Brown Road. And Item 7A, Act on Ordinance Amending Sections of the Mesa Privilege and Excise Tax Code, Title 5, Chapter 10. Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the Consent Agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a Council Member would like to remove from the Consent Agenda? Ms. Crocker, then your request from the public to remove an item from the Consent Agenda.
No request.
Okay. I'll have a motion from Vice Mayor Summers to approve the Consent Agenda, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes, 0 nays, and the Consent Agenda is approved. The next item is items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We then have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.